How's everyone doing? Praise God. I hope you're doing great. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome again to Revival Today podcast. Listen, today's message is a garment of praise. I believe that this message is going to be a blessing to you. So please tune in. Let somebody know. Share this app. Have a good day.
Reading out of Genesis, the 35th chapter, in the second verse. Those of you that have your Bible, those of you that don't, you can see it on the projector. We hope and pray it stays up there. He is trying. I just want you, just get in the habit of bringing your Bibles. I do want to provide this to you up on the screen. But if you have your Bible with you, you at least can follow. The message today is garment of praise. Turn to someone and say, garment of praise. I'm going to talk to you today about understanding that God wants us to understand that we need to get ready to change our clothes. And when God began to minister to my heart, I want you to understand that when I say change our clothes, I'm talking about understanding how God perceives us and how he looks upon us and how he judges our preparation. Life is all about preparing for what God has required of us. I believe that a lot of times what we do is we feel that when we come into salvation and we accept God into our life, we don't realize that God is requiring something of you also. So when you go before the Lord and you say, Lord, I receive you into my heart. Now God said he's going to change some things in your life. But guess what? In order for change to happen, you got to believe that you have to put something else on. And so I want to open up this word with this understanding. If you turn me to Genesis 35 in second verse, I'm going to try this one more time for you. And it says, Jacob said to the household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods which are among you and purify yourself and change your garment. Now Jacob began, the scripture said, Jacob said to his household. What does that mean? Jacob was not only speaking to the people, but he began to tell his household that we have to change our garment. God wants us to understand that even though you are called, even though you may prophesy, God is saying he wants the church to understand that we have to put something on. How many of you change your clothes and put something on special this morning just to come into the house? Now, in order for you to get ready for a special occasion, don't you know that you don't just go to a wedding any old way? What do? If we're invited to a wedding, what do? We don't go in to a wedding with our clothes that we were wearing working out in the field. So right here in the scripture, Jacob made it known. It says here, Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him. Turn to someone and say, all who were with him. This means that, see, Jacob wasn't playing any game. He began to talk to not only his household, his family, but also those that were hanging around the house. How many of you have friends or your kids have friends and they come over all the time? And you know, they might come over and have lunch. They might come over and eat up your fridge, everything in the fridge. But Jacob began to preach unto the household and said, listen, I want you to know that we all are going to have to get ready to change our garment. And I'm sure there were some sitting there saying, well, you know what, I can go with what I have on. Today is not talking about physical garment. Today is talking about spiritual change. I want to talk to the body today is because in the word, there's a lot of points where it's talking about changing what you have on. Now, I want to get this in your spirit today because I know it's an exciting service. And I know that when you come into the house of God, sometimes you feel a moving. But I need you to leave with change. I need you to leave with some things being loosened or broken in your life. And the only way this is going to happen, church, is we got to understand that God requires that we desire to give something up. That means you're going to come in with something, but you're going to leave with something new. And that's the God we serve, because he said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. How many want to have life and have it more abundantly? Now, in order for you to get to more abundantly, it says here when Jacob says, I'm talking to not only my friends, but I'm talking to every child in my house, every kindred, everyone that's hanging around us. Guess what? If you're going to ride with me, you're going to change your clothes. And this is where God is going for the body this morning, is that if you're going to get with him, you're going to have to make your mindset understand that in order for God to truly move in your life, you got to get ready to move some things off. And I want to get your body, I want you to understand this, is guess what? God said, I'm fixing some things in your life, but you got to be okay with changing your clothes. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the next scripture here, let's go on to Ezekiel, the 42nd chapter in the 14th verse. Here is where God began to speak to the priest. Ezekiel right here says, when the priests enter, then they shall not go out into the outer courts from the sanctuary without laying their garment in which they minister. So what they're saying is that even the priests, when they go into the inner courts, when they go before God, they have on special garment. But when they go out to their friends and family, guess what it says? Check this out. In the next verse, I'm preparing you for what God is saying today. It says, when you go out into the outer courts from the sanctuary, it says, without laying their garment in which they minister. It says, for they are holy. It says, they shall put on the garment. Now, I'm going to reread that. It says, when the priests enter, then they shall not go out into the outer courts from the sanctuary without laying their garments in which they minister. So it's saying when you go out of the outer courts, I want you to lay your garments. It says, for they are holy. Turn to someone and say, for they are holy. And it says, they shall put on other garment. Then they shall approach that which is for the people. This was a requirement for the priests. It was a requirement for the priests and all those that were working in the kingdom. It was a requirement that you have to understand that you can't go before God with any old thing. We're living in a time and generation where people want God in their life, but they don't want the change that's going to come. And God is saying that in order for you to get to your higher purpose, your higher calling, you have to be okay with understanding that he wants you to move some things out of your life. Now, when I came to church this morning, I had to make a choice. Was I going to prepare myself to enter into the house of God? Now, we're not talking about personal clothes. I'm breaking this down. We're not talking about what you're wearing right now. We're talking about understanding that Christ is requiring that we get ready for his coming. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a wedding. At this wedding, they begin to go out and ask and welcome everyone to the wedding. But at the end of the scripture, it says, guess who was welcome into the wedding? Everyone was welcome, but someone came to the wedding without their robe on. So I'm going to turn on to the next scripture. I apologize for my screen. I'm going to try one more time because I want to keep y'all in here. Let's turn to Jeremiah 18, 1 and 3. And I'm going to have Elder get ready to read that. Jeremiah 18, 1 and 3. All right. 18. Go ahead.
This is the message that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, and I will give you my message there.
See, so right here, Jeremiah began to receive a word from God. And God said, I want you to go down to the potter's house and I'm going to give you a message. So he gave him instructions. Now, when God gives us instructions, we have to follow through with what God is saying to do. A lot of times we want deliverance without actually getting an understanding. And God is saying to Jeremiah, I want you to go down to the potter's house, and I'm going to reveal unto you what's required of you, what I'm going to do. This is going to be my plan for the people. Check this out. Go ahead and read.
So I went down to the potter's house and saw him working with clay at the wheel. He was making a pot from clay. But there was something wrong with the pot. So the potter used that clay to make another pot.
See, so the scripture said there was something wrong with the pot. So as he was making the pot, he seen that there was something wrong. So he began to change and make it over again and remold it. So this was a revelation that God was saying the kingdom is like unto this. God is going to take what is broken or what is wrong in your life, and he's going to redo you. Now, in order for him to redo you, in order for him to remake you, you got to be in the potter's hands. We cannot continue to stay in the things of God and constantly do it ourselves. God wants us to get out of the way so that he can do the work, that he can give the increase. But a lot of times when God is given an increase, what do? We get in the way. Our feelings get in the way. Our feelings show up when God starts to do some things in our life. Matter of fact, how many of you ever was a part of a wedding? And you maybe you're bridesmaids. How many of you ever been bridesmaids before? And you ever gone to the store and they're picking out the dress for you and she picks out something y'all all don't like? You're like, matter of fact, this don't even fit my body. This don't even look right. I don't have them kind of curves. And so what you begin to do is, even though you're the guest and even though you're supporting them, sometimes our flesh steps in the way and it gets in the way of what they're thinking of doing. Now, for instance, that bride has an overall vision. She sees and she has a theme for her wedding. And I need you to understand this. In the scripture, it's showing how when God is doing some things, he's going to put you in the hands of the potter. Now, what that means is that you got to be in the hands of God. And when you're in the hands of God, sometimes it does hurt. Sometimes you have to be pulled apart for a minute. You ever see someone that's working clay, how sometimes they pull it apart? And then they put it back together again, mush it back together again? I remember my mother, when we were younger, she decided, oh, maybe since, I want them to be more creative, so she joined us up for pottery. And when she put us in this pottery class, it was like for 3 months. And we learned how to make pottery, and we were going down there every weekend, and we would just, learn how to do it. And now it's the big day where my mother gets to see what she paid for. And when she finally got to see what I was working on, she seen it was a bowling ball. I just put 3 little holes in it, and put my finger in it, and made it 1 little ball. She said, I paid 3 months for you to make a ball and stick your fingers in it. Don't you know that this is why the scripture came to him this way? Because God wanted the people to understand that he is putting you through a molding process, a shaping process. And sometimes when we get in the way, we just make anything. If the class is about making it into a cup and you show up with a bowling ball and just stuck your fingers in it, there's a problem. So let's go on. Read the next part. Go ahead.
He shaped the pot the way he wanted it.
He shaped the pot the way he wanted it. Now, we have to understand this. In the scripture, it says the potter shaped the pot the way he wanted it, not the person, not the individual. So God had said, I want you to see how I work things. Too many of us are in the way of God building us to a higher height. Too many of us are in the way of God molding and shaping us or remaking us. But God is saying, in order for you to be remade, you have to get out of the way and let me have my way with your life, because you tried it on your own long enough. Every time you started going forward, the enemy showed up and pulled you back. And you continued to allow him to pull you back until you're so far back that now you see no hope. And God is saying, I come that you may have life. I come that you may have hope. I come that you may be set free. But you must still trust in my word. That's why the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to what your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge him. That means you have to acknowledge that God is God of your life. How many of us are ready to acknowledge that he's over our life? If he's over our life, guess what? When he says, I want you to show up to be made over again. See, even on Sunday morning, it's hard to get people in the church. But you see what God is doing in the house today? Give God some praise.
Amen.
Because it's not about me. It's not about the singers. It's about change coming in your life. It's about God changing some things. And the only way this change is going to happen is we got to constantly go before the potter and say, Potter, I want you to have your way. Have your way. Turn to someone and say, I want the Lord to have his way. Now, when we say, have your way, Lord, that means we must let him do what he got to do. That means when you get up in the morning, he said, I want you to put this on instead of that. You have to put it on. I remember when we would go to church and we were young, my mother was like, no, no, you can't wear that. Go back to your room. Get something else. And we come back out. Well, is this one okay? No, go back. You know. And then she would make sure we ironed it. Did you iron your clothes? Did you iron your shirt? You ain't going to church looking like that. And the reason why I want you to all to understand this is that the reason why even in the house of God, it's not about how you come, but it's understanding this is that when you learn to acknowledge and give honor unto God in all that you do, see, guess what? Then God is going to bless you. He's going to give the increase. Today's generation, guess what? We want to come and do everything and stay the way we once was. And even in the church, people are coming into the house of God with no change. And the reason why change is not happening in their life is because they don't come with the mindset to leave something behind. God wants us to get ready to leave that mess behind. Whatever it was that was holding you back from going forward with your life, God said, I want you to come to the altar. I want you to release it because I'm going to take your burdens and I'm going to make you over again. Give God some praise.
Amen.
So go ahead and read. Go ahead and read.
Then this message from the Lord came to me. Family of Israel, you know that I can do the same thing with you.
So right here in Jeremiah 18, 5 and 6, it says, go ahead.
You are like the clay in the potter's hands, and I am the potter. This message is from the Lord.
See, so right here in the word of God, this message was for the house, for the church, for the body. Are you okay with being made over again? Are you okay with letting God change your garment? So let's go into the next scripture. What scripture we
Ephesians
have next?
Ephesians 5:27.
Ephesians, go ahead.
That he might present her to himself, a glorious church.
See, so this is what God is trying to do. He's trying to present you as a glorious church. We're not talking about a building or a religion. We're talking about you as an individual. The Bible says that we must all work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Too many people are not worried about impressing God anymore. But when I come into the house of God, I come to not only give him praise, but I come that he may have his way with my life. How many of us want God to have his way in our life? So whatever garment you came in with, he wants it to be without spot or wrinkle. That means without all this stuff and all this. And the thing about without a spot or wrinkle, that means you have to do some work. How many of you have ever put on a shirt and you noticed it had a wrinkle? What did you have to do? You had to take it off and redo it. That redo process, God is saying it's okay. I want you to be okay with me redoing you. Because when I redo you, you're going to come out without a blemish. And the stuff that had a hold of you and that was holding you back from getting closer in the things of God, from getting closer to the Lord, they're no longer going to hold you back. And then you're going to see and understand why and what it felt like to be free. How many of us had a dog or a pet and you kept it on a leash too long? And when you let it go, what did it do? It ran like crazy. I want you to know this, is that once you get free, you're going to run like crazy. You're going to, hallelujah, you're going to run like crazy. And you're going to continue to proclaim that Jesus is Lord of your life. That's why when you come into the house of God, you see sometimes we be jumping like crazy. Because when God got through with me, when he changed some things in my life, all I can do is jump and praise him. Because I'm so excited because it no longer has a hold of me. So God is saying, is it going to be all right? Is it going to be all right for him to remove your garment? Redo your comment. Change some things in your life.
Praise God, praise God. We thank you for taking your time to listen to our podcast, Revival Today. Again, I'm Pastor Mark Choate. We also want to invite you to come visit us at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, anytime you're in the New Hampshire area. Also, those that want to give to our ministry, go to houseofpraisenep.org. Click on give and you can be a blessing to this ministry. We're looking to build out, so we need your support. Please send a donation our way and be a blessing to the work that God is doing. Bless you.